Okay, this summer we have been exploring obscure collections and hidden treasures, places we like to call unsung museums. Today, a museum that is more than capable of tooting its own horn. That is the sound of one of the exhibits in the Tuba Museum in Durham, North Carolina.
We have 5 rooms in this building filled with instruments, and we're up to almost 300. Uh-oh. Looks like we have some guests coming into the museum. Hi, folks. Come in.
Hi.
Welcome to the Vince and Ethel Historic Tuba Collection.
Vincent and Ethel Simonetti used to sell tubas to school bands. They're retired now, and they've turned their instrument collection into a tuba museum. Vincent Simonetti says the tuba we know and love today was invented in Germany in 1835.
I have one almost exactly identical to that first tuba from 1845. I can try to get my son John to play it. Yeah, the valves are dry. They're not functioning.
You probably have an image of a tuba. You think it's really big? Well, get this. Over the years, tubas have gotten bigger and the sound has grown deeper. Simonetti says if you uncoil a tuba from the 1800s, it would be about 12 feet long. Modern instruments are longer and capable of playing much lower notes.
Now, this instrument was made in Germany in 1984. It's one of the finest of its type. That last note is called the fundamental, which is the lowest note you can play on the instrument. The particular instrument John is playing is 17 and a half feet long, and that's why you get that big full sound.
Simonetti himself started playing tuba in high school in the 1950s, and it was love at first puff.
And I would draw it in study hall. I would draw pictures of it. I don't know why. I just became obsessed with it.
An obsession that grew one oom-pah-pah at a time. Vincent Simonetti spoke to us over Skype from his Tuba Museum in Durham, North Carolina.